as we were saying in the papers, at least three of the teenagers killed on the M9 in Kildare after crashing head-on into an oncoming car had previously bragged online about evading Gardaí by driving on the wrong side of motorways. The five youths were in a BMW that Gardaí suspected was linked to a burglary before it was driven against traffic and crashed into another car with an innocent family in it at around 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. The now deceased teenagers had been reported trying to break into houses and cars parked outside homes in Athy in the hours before the fatal crash. And now there are calls for action over social media posts of reckless driving following Sunday's collision. And the Garda Representative Association has asked for frontline members to be trained properly to deal with pursuits. And Garda Representative Association Vice President and Kildare Representative John Joe O'Connell joins me now in the studio. John Joe, thanks for taking the time to join us here this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
So, as we were saying there, the Garda Representative Association, the GRA, are asked now for frontline members to be trained properly to deal with pursuits. That kind of seems to be the crux of the story that happened over the weekend, because it's understood that the Gardaí were told to step down when they were made aware of this car. And we've chatted on the show before about the e-scooters and the scrambler bikes, about the issues that the Gardaí have when trying to pursue them, because ultimately it can kind of fall into their hands if a collision does happen then after.
Yeah, like, this is absolutely horrific what happened over the weekend in not too far from here, actually, the studios in KFM. Unbelievable, horrific incident where you had a family heading up to the airport. We've all been there, heading on an early morning drive to get up and catch an early flight to go on holidays, and there was a head-on impact with a car driving the wrong way down, and five young males, young teenage boys, died as a result, along with the four injuries. This is not a new phenomenon for us. Our members throughout the country, in Kildare and throughout the country, are dealing with dangerous drivers, reckless drivers, drunk drivers, drug drivers, every day of the week. But it is a relatively new phenomenon where we have young men and they're posting on social media their videos and exploits of their interactions with Garda Síochána, and then by evading capture by heading the wrong way down the motorways and dual carriages. So what I would say is, once we have our members try to intervene and stop cars and other vehicles that fail to stop for them, but we will stand down and command and control will tell them, but also it's not rocket science. Our members won't travel the wrong way down a motorway to intercept anyone here. It's in relation to the protection of life and property and everything else in between. We are looking for training, resources and the support from Garda management and the appropriate government departments, I suppose, and legislation to back that up. We've had this incident on the M9. In the last week, there's been at least two rammings I'm aware of in Dublin. We had a car with eight young lads again travelling the wrong way down the M50 about a week ago. Head-on collision there as well. And I can give you numerous other examples across the country that our members are dealing with. You had an incident last month, in about 5 weeks ago now, in Carlow, where members of an Garda Síochána there went to stop a Jeep, and it took off and actually ran over a motorcyclist who was stationary at a red light. So this is what you're dealing with and the attitude of these drivers. The big thing here is that, and I've said it before, not one member of an Garda Síochána is trained in pursuit driving.
Why is that?
Yeah, it's something that I suppose we have sought. That's what I'm saying. It's not new to us. We've sought for this for many years at our conferences, and I've been on here before talking to you, Hannah, about it. There is certain assessments and different levels of training that our members achieve, and to a high level of driving patrol cars and for different specialist units and for, I suppose, your day-to-day patrolling. But there is no pursuit training. Now, the Garda Commissioner has given commitments, and we welcome that. The Minister for Justice has given commitments. Just to, I suppose, to make everyone aware, we're starting off where there is a huge amount of Garda drivers out there at the moment who, because they were assessed at what's called CPD1, which is basically you can drive from A to B, and they are behind the steering wheel of patrol cars around the country. They're fine drivers, but they are not even allowed to activate blue lights and sirens. If they do, they can find themselves answering questions and possibly with the threats of internal discipline. So that's kind of where we're starting at here. I do welcome the statements that they were, that our members are going to be trained in pursuit, but that is not going to happen next month, or I would even say by the end of the year. 2027 might see a handful of people training in whatever that pursuit training is. Look, this is a, this incident has really brought everything to the fore about our members trained, the recklessness of these young men, young teenage boys, and has resulted in the five fatalities and the serious injuries. And it's horrific. I spoke to the members who are working over, I was working nights over the weekend myself. I spoke to the members down in Kildare and South Kildare who were dealing with that incident. Horrific scene to go to. I've had contact from members across the country and from members of the public who are quite alarmed. They're concerned for our members and the innocent parties who were met with this car travelling the wrong way down. And it's horrible for our members to deal with. We'll go and deal with those, and we've a fantastic investigation team at the moment who are heading up trying to investigate all the circumstances around what happened on into the early hours of Sunday morning there. But we are just looking for, I'm going to use the term, kind of a holistic view here now. We need on Garda Síochána to sit down with the Department of Justice, the Judiciary and any other parties who can help here. Even I would say parents groups, because you know, if these young men and about Saturday night into Sunday morning, but across the country, there's I think there's a Snapchat account called Lucky Dip, and it's named so that there's 60, 70, 80 young lads on this, and why it's called Lucky Dip, I've been told, is because they head out on a particular night and they don't know what they're going to do. They're going to rob a car, rob a house, burgle your house, whatever crimes they're going to commit, and then they post their videos of interaction, what their crimes, and then interacting with members of a Garda Síochána, failing to stop, driving the wrong way down dual carriageways and motorways. So it's a big problem here.
Yeah, and you know, the other main part of this now is the social media end of it, where these young people, and particularly with the Lucky Dip gang, it's these young men and teenage boys that they are feeling brazen now, and they're seeing this kind of content and thinking, I can do that, I'll do that as well. And it really seems that there's no kind of thought afterwards of, oh, this is a bad thing to do. They pride themselves on it, which is where more conversation comes in into the what's going on behind the scenes, what is going on at a local level, community level, that is allowing this kind of stuff to happen.
Yeah, like you said, what they're posting there, it's like, it's almost kind of some kind of level of Russian roulette. I've thought about this the last couple of days myself. Is it as bad as somebody blindfolding themselves in a main street of any town and pulling out a revolver and shooting blindly? It's as bad as that. When you drive the wrong way down a motorway. The minister did mention about introducing specific legislation to deal with people who drive the wrong way down a motorway. Now, under Section 53 of the Road Traffic Act, which is the offence of dangerous driving, that brings in the district court, that brings a fine of up to €5,000 and or 6 months imprisonment and 2 years disqualification. Now, the offence of dangerous driving, where it involves serious harm or death, causing death, on indictment in the circuit court, the punishment there is actually quite substantial. It's fines of up, I think, to 20,000, 10 and 10 years imprisonment, okay, and disqualifications as well. So I don't, my own view is the law is there, legislation is there, but empower our members with the proper training and resources, and then the support as well. Our members are somewhat, they have communicated with me and the Garda Representative Association that they are not in fear, but very worried, because we drive in our own driving licences, believe it or not. And when we go out and try to stop these drivers, this reckless behaviour, we are finding some of our members, in trying to do that, have found themselves internally disciplined and or before the courts, which we have a number of members at the moment. And that does affect the morale of those people, but also the 11,000 members that we represent, as in it's constantly in the back of their mind when there is a call to, never mind to deal with a dangerous driver or some reckless behaviour on the road, even when they're attending, going to your house, Hannah, for a burglary, they're very conscious of that if they break a speed limit and are detected by a speed camera, there's reams of paper that guard has to fill out
yeah.
while it, trying to get to your house as quick as possible, where there's people breaking into your house. So this is a whole thing has to be looked at. To I'm going to call out to indemnify our members. We're not looking to rip up the road. We're roads. We're looking to allow us do our job with the confidence that we can do our job and not have our own personal lives wrecked or our driving licences disqualifications on our own personal driving licences from trying to do our job.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, would all the legislation and resources in the world have prevented something like that, what happened over the weekend? It's horrible, horrific, and this complete reckless behaviour, which is avoidable, let's call a spade, has led to the five deaths and the horrible injuries to those four people, as we said, heading up to, for a few nice days, heading up to the airport, as we've all done. Everyone is worried now. They're looking, and I think there was even recent videos posted 24 hours after this incident. I don't know where it was in the country. Somebody is as well, again, videoed themselves going the wrong way down the a motorway somewhere in the country. So I think everything has to be looked at, from driving behaviour, legislation, protect, provide members, the members I represent, members of An Garda Síochána, with the proper training, resources and support. And also everybody who's involved and has any interest in their teenage sons sitting down, even to be honest about it, without putting any big meetings together or trying to sort out legislation. Parents need to sit down with their teenage sons, we'll call it a spade here, as I don't see any videos with young teenage girls robbing cars and committing crimes. But sit down with their teenage sons, and the layout, the reality of the situation is that if you get behind a car steering wheel for a joyride, for a bit of crack, to post videos, it's going to end in serious repercussions for that family, with debt and destruction for that family and all other road users and the members I represent as well, you know.
Of course. And with that legislation, or with the pursuit training, do you think that that would add those kind of protections for the Gardaí that would not, you know, cause them to have to fill out forms after an internal investigation?
Yeah, well, you see, think? Let's say, yeah, so start just to fill out forms and all that. It's that's like we have so much oversight in the Gardaí Síochána, yeah. we're nearly used to it now at this stage. It's a heavy going, but with pursuit training and any suggestion of that, it will be a huge benefit to this, to protect the public on the road, to protect our members. But I won't say talk is cheap, but we need this to be followed up with action and instigate this training, get this going, and we will, the Garda Representative Association, are more than happy to engage with Garda Management and the Department of Justice on how we can achieve the goal here, which is to protect life, you know?
John Joe, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning. That is Garda Representative Association Vice President John Joe O'Connell and the Kildare Representative joining us this morning. Do keep the messages coming in, 0833 97 97 97.